Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
COVID testing has come such a long way during the pandemic. I think when we first started doing testing for COVID, you could be waiting anywhere up to like, a week or something like that before you got the results back. And then eventually...
You'd be over COVID by the time you pulled to the front of the line and they had the swab out. You're like, I don't need it now.
And eventually it became shorter and shorter and shorter. I think my partner had to have a COVID test a couple of weeks back now. That was about a day turnaround for that test here in Bega. But we've been hearing so much about these rapid testing that's going on as well. Like I think they've been costing around $10, $15, up to $30 possibly. Certain businesses have already got these sort of things where they're testing on the spot. A lot of cafes and places like that I've seen trialing this and using this. But it looks like from Monday it's going to be getting rolled out at Coles and Woolies stores.
Oh, okay.
So looking around the $10, $15 mark when it comes to these tests, and this is the process you have to go through if you're taking one of these tests yourself.
First, you have to pour the liquid solution provided into the test tube. Then, using the swab, gently rub the inside of your nose four times. The swab is then placed into the solution and stirred. Once that's done, four drops is added to the test panel. And 15 minutes later, you have a result.
All right. Voila.
Wear a white lab coat while I'm doing this. Sounds very scientific.
A few little scientific sort of, steps to that one. I reckon maybe they could just put it like a Sesame Street thing where it comes with a little song and then like some, text on the screen to try and watch a little educational video on how to do it. Like when you learn to brush your teeth when you're growing up. Like I said, I've never even had a COVID test yet. I've never had the swab or anything like that. Haven't had to. Touch wood. I'd be worried I'd be doing it wrong. Like, how far do you have to go up? Do you have to go up as far as Arnie in Total Recall when he's pulling that thing out?
He's pulling the tracker out of his nose.
Is it something like, I'd be too scared. I'd be too tentative, Like, back in the day, you shouldn't do this now, but when you have those Q-tips and you sort of clean your ears, you sort of go, how far am I supposed to,
if you go up far enough into your nose with a swab that you forget your mobile phone number, chances are you've struck brain and you've lobotomized yourself. So,
exactly, not
that far. I'm just glad they clarified nose. Because if anyone does, I'd be like, okay, pants down, swab up.
Well, maybe that might be the Audi version. Good, different.
That's when you get the black and gold, the black and gold COVID test, like the No Frills brand.
You go trying to do this to you, trying to like to put a swab up your nose to have to do this test? Would you be a bit squeamish, or would you?
Yeah, I don't think I'd go too well. Like, I've had the COVID test done, and when someone else is doing it to you, they tell you hold still, head back, and you do it. It's like when you go to the barber and, they go to cut your hair and they're like, all right, just hold still while I do your ears.
Yeah.
You're going to hold still. But when you're doing your own swabbing or hair cutting, you're moving your head around,
exactly.
There's heaps of stuff happening. I wouldn't trust myself to do my own test. I think
it'd be a real tester in a relationship to let someone else do the swab.
Oh, yeah.
you're like, all right, tell me when. It's like, it's like, not when, it's
Yeah.
But as it turns out, it's a good idea between $10 and $15 from Monday to get these tests. Great idea, 15-minute turnaround. Mm. What's not to like about it? But it's been trialled in other countries as well. But at the end of the day, they're still saying use your best discretion.
Home tests are widely used overseas, but come with a warning.
If people have symptoms, even if you get a negative test with a rapid screen, well, then you should still go and get a reputable PCR from a laboratory.
Okay.
It's like, well, what's the point of even getting it done then?
I was about to say the same thing.
Great. I've just spent $10, $15 and a bit of plastic that's going to end up in landfill. When I looked at this story, I was like, oh, she's back again, are they?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Big hello to all the teachers on the far south coast who are probably making their way to school right now, getting the classroom ready for a day of learning. It takes a very special person to be a teacher, which is why I lasted like about a year and a half in the job.
You weren't special enough.
Close enough. So a lot of love and respect goes out to all the teachers, especially music teachers. Because when I was working as a teacher, you had to feel for the music teachers. They are very patient people. I'm surprised more of them aren't alcoholics, because if I had to listen to this day in, day out, I'd be reaching for the bottle all the time.
Yeah, I'm flashing back to when I was at high school and stuff. Yeah, we feel sorry for our music teachers.
Really?
We made their life a nightmare.
Oh. Well, there's one teacher in Victoria by the name of Zoe Barry, and her students love her so much so that she has received a special recognition.
Zoe Barry's been teaching at the Sacred Heart School for more than a decade. Now she's up for a prestigious Australian Recording Industry Association Award, or ARIA.
There's a music teacher category at the ARIAs.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
So there's four nominees. Zoe's one of them. Representing New South Wales is Daniel Wilson, who teaches in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
So how good is that? Nominating a music teacher, she could be going to get an ARIA award. If it was my music teacher when I was back at school, we probably would have nominated her for a Daria award because she had the same attitude as the cartoon character. She was
like, "You know how I feel, Daria. You're gloomy. I knew I could talk to you, Daria. You're always miserable."
That's what our music teacher was like. Just like, oh, God, I hate this job.
You can't blame him, though. Like, the amount of times we used to play up and just play instruments when we weren't supposed to and things. But just imagine the teacher, if she wins this, how cool would that be? She can bring it to show and tell.
Like, yeah, that's right. Class. Push
look,
the other kids,
look what
out,
I did.
Kids out of the way. And her students, obviously, they love Miss Zoe. They're the ones that were behind her nomination. Some kids have been very supportive.
That's really great because she's a really great teacher.
Other kids, not so much.
Amazing because she might win.
That's the realist.
I've checked the odds on Ladbrokes. It's not looking good for Miss Zoe. I'm not putting money on her to win.
I'm not putting money on a multi for that one.
So, it should be good. Hopefully, you know, they're all deserving of winning, obviously, because like we said, it's not an easy job being a music teacher. But whoever gets there up on stage to collect their ARIA award, I hope when they have the music to play them on stage, it's just this, like... Oh, no. Just one kid playing the recorder really badly. That'd be awesome.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Entering the workforce for the first time, you're sending out all these job applications, you're trying your best to get that foot in the door. A lot of the times, you know, always it's the same response. You know, more experience needed. And it's always the same conversation. You're like, how can I get experience if
you
no
don't
one will
hire me?
Hire me. And then eventually you sort of, your scale goes up a little bit. Once you've got a little bit of experience, eventually you get these rejection letters. I think sometimes people see them as, okay, at least they gave me a response. So that means they must have actually had a decent look at my application.
Yeah.
It's an automated email that comes, bounces back after you send the application straight away.
Yeah, getting a response, I always view as like, oh, wow, I actually got some feedback, you know, because half the time you never hear back from them. They don't send you a letter or call you or whatever.
Exactly. Same thing happened to me when I started in radio. I kept sending all these little demos off, nothing. And eventually I pestered someone that much that they finally gave me feedback and it led to the job here many years ago. So sometimes it works out for the better. But this poor British university student over in the UK by the name of Sophie Corican. So obviously, like a lot of people, you know, needs a job, not much work happening in Europe at the moment. Things are struggling with COVID. And she applied for a job at Kentucky Fried Chicken at KFC.
Okay.
Worked at one previously in the past. But this thing that's divided the internet is the rejection letter that she got from KFC. So she thought she was basically a shoo-in because, you know, I've worked KFC in the past. Surely this would be an easy decision. But this has since gone viral, the rejection letter. They basically tried to use as many chicken puns as they could, unlike Mr. Ryman that was doing the bread story before. They said, "We're clucking delighted. You're keen to join our flock. However, at this moment in time, your skills aren't the secret recipe the Colonel is looking for."
Right.
"More experience under your wing is needed." The KFC team.
Yeah, like it's a funny letter if you weren't toying with someone's emotions.
Oh,
like someone who's looking for work and probably needs the cash.
Most people online, there's some people that are saying, you know, this is hilarious. But most people are saying, well, that's not very nice. That's not a nice way to let someone down.
Yeah. I'd be writing back to them with a hot and spicy response.
Exactly.
And
then you look at it as well. Like she's a British university student, so she probably still lives at home. Chances are she's applied for a whole bunch of jobs. You know, she gets home, dad's reading the paper, and how did it go today? She's like, oh, well, today, as a matter of fact, I got rejected by a greasy old man that's got at least 11 secrets that we know of. And the dad responds with, what, is Prince Andrew looking for an intern?
Oh,
no, KFC, Dad.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.